A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came up to ask Jesus, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "This is the first. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the second. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Excellent teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is the one, there is no other than he.' Yes, to love him with all our heart, with all our thoughts, and with all our strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, is worth more than any burnt offering or sacrifice." Jesus approved the insight of this answer and told him, "You are not far from the reign of God." And no one had the courage to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was growing up, I entered into everything with a passion. I loved my parents and I wanted to make them proud. But as I grew, I realized that they loved me whether I was successful or not. They loved me for who I was. They loved me for the passionate person I had become, whether I was good at the task or not. I was intelligent and I loved reading. I was a straight-A student, but in sports I was rather uncoordinated. But it didn't stop me from trying anyway. I played softball, basketball, tennis, and ran track. And my parents were there cheering me on, even if I didn't always win. They were proud of me for just trying. And the amazing thing that happened to me was that as I went along, I learned how rich my life was when I entered into something completely and fully, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with all my strength. In the Gospel today, Jesus calls us to love the Lord our God completely, with all of our being. And if we can do that, we will have the capacity to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, because we will have experienced the total immersion into God's love, and we will be able to love ourselves as God loves us, which then overflows into loving the rest of his children. It sounds so simple, yet as with so many of Jesus' teachings, it rarely is. The scribe who asked Jesus the question, "What is the greatest commandment?" was so excited to hear Jesus' answer. When I reflect upon the scene, I can just imagine, here is this man asking a question of our Lord, and then he dares to say, "Yes, Lord, you got it right." Of course we know he was talking to God, but he didn't know it. And he has the audacity to tell our Lord, our God, "Yeah, you got it right, God. That's the correct answer." I can imagine Jesus smiling at the scribe's enthusiasm, at his passion for hearing an answer that he totally understood. And Jesus approves of him and tells him, "You are close to the kingdom of God." Jesus approves of him. It is not so simple to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. But Jesus approves because the scribe showed so much passion for the truth. We may not always succeed in living the greatest commandment, but Jesus is there cheering us on. If we are wholeheartedly immersing ourselves in him. As I found out from my youthful experiences, I didn't have to earn my parents' love. They loved me unconditionally, and they were so happy to see me reaching for a rich and full life by passionately embracing what was put before me. Jesus loves us unconditionally and roots for us to have that rich, full life that we can have by loving him with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul, and all our strength. It's not about the burnt offering, but about the journey, the passion that we bring to our relationship with God. May our journeys be blessed with the passion and the excitement of the scribe, so that we may walk more closely with the Lord our God.